Radio Prague News.
The senior coalition Civic Democrats have taken a major blow in weekend's local elections. In the first round of voting for the Czech Senate, the opposition Social Democrats are ahead of the Civic Democrats, and the Green Party will challenge election results in Prague over what they believe was an unfair division of the city into electoral districts. The senior coalition party, the Civic Democrats, suffered a major defeat in weekend's local elections. The party lost most cities, including Brno, Ostrava, Liberec and the capital Prague. There, the coalition party Topo 9 won with over 31% of the vote, followed by the Civic Democrats with 23% and the Social Democrats with just below 18% of the vote. The Civic Democrats lost in the capital for the first time since the fall of communism. Overall, various local groups of independent candidates won the highest number of council positions. Another coalition party, Public Affairs, also suffered a defeat, only gaining several hundred municipal posts nationwide. The turnout in the municipal elections was over 48%, slightly higher than in the previous vote 4 years ago. In the first round of voting for the Czech Senate, 22 candidates of the opposition Social Democrats have advanced to the second round, along with 19 Civic Democrat candidates and 5 candidates running on the Topo 9 party ticket. 3 Christian Democrat candidates for the Senate also made it to the second round. No candidate gained over 50% of the votes to be elected in the first round, which saw the highest ever turnout for Senate elections. A second round of voting in the Senate elections will take place next weekend. Leaders of the Civic and Social Democrats have called on their supporters to come out and vote in the second round of the Senate elections that will be held on Friday and Saturday. The head of the Civic Democrats, Prime Minister Petr Nečas, said in order for the reforms to continue, the Senate should remain in the hands of the right of center coalition. For his part, Social Democrat Party leader Bohuslav Sobotka said the second round is an opportunity to gain a left-wing majority in the Senate that would force the government to negotiate its planned reforms with the opposition. Should the Social Democrats win 12 or more seats in the upper house, they could delay the implementation of the government's austerity measures. However, the ruling coalition has enough votes in the lower house to overturn any veto coming from the Senate. The head of the Green Party, Ondřej Liška, said on Saturday his party would challenge the elections results in Prague over what they consider an unfair division of the city into electoral districts. Mr. Liška said the city's division substantially damaged the Greens, who ran in a coalition with smaller parties and gained 5.9% of the vote, but no seats on city council. The Communist and the Public Affairs parties are considering joining in the complaint. In August, Prague City Hall, controlled by the Civic Democrats, split the capital into 7 electoral districts. Several parties earlier contested the move at the Supreme Administrative Court, which rejected the complaint. Mr. Liška, however, believes the Greens can now prove the division was unfair, as votes in different districts had a different value. In other news, no one has responded to the offer of 3.5 million crowns, or nearly $200,000, made by the father of a 9-year-old girl who went missing in Prague on Wednesday. The father offered the money as ransom to potential kidnappers, although it's not clear whether the girl had in fact been kidnapped. The police continue searching for the girl who was last seen in Prague district of Troja on Wednesday. Her bag was later found en route from school to her home. The documentary Eye Above Prague by the Czech filmmaker Olga Špátová won an award for the best documentary at the 26th Warsaw International Film Festival on Saturday. The documentary depicts the last 2 years in the life of the Czech-born architect Jan Kaplický, who passed away in January 2009 and whose project of a new national library building for Prague was scrapped. The festival jury said the film captured the emotional state of a man who outran his times. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The start of the week should be mostly sunny, particularly in the west of the country. Rain showers are expected in places. Daytime highs should range between 7 and 12 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and it's the end of the news.